This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. And thank you for another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Title, it was a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, I gotta apologize. There are a couple people holding on. And the screen that I take the calls with had frozen, so it didn't see anything there until I refreshed it and I saw people and it dropped off. So I apologize. I wasn't ignoring you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay. It seems like it's going to be one of those nights. I'm just going to be railing on stuff. We're going to be pushing things through. And I've got so much that I want to get to. Seriously. Dan Pill will probably join us next week. You know, there's some real tax issues you need to know about. There's some real tax hooks and gutches that you need to know about. You know, I mean, Uncle Joe, Joey B, he's hiring 16,000. Yeah, 16,000 IRS agents. And it isn't to make sure you fill out your taxes right. They're not there to help you. Sorry, not going to happen. After the break, author and former Special Agent Eric Carone is going to join me. We're going to talk about the liberal playbook and how they use the kids and the babies and the elderly and so on as pawns to get what they want. And we buy it. Well, we don't all buy it, but some of us buy it. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, if you want proof that the Dems could care less about experience, that they just want what they want, all they're interested is in color. That's really it. No, you want proof? Kamala Harris, who giggled at the fact that they wanted her, that they asked if she was going down to the border to check it out. Kamala Harris, who couldn't get a one-point approval rating when she was running for president, all of a sudden she was tagged as VP. Right? Here's a woman who called the guy, her running mate, a racist and a sexual assaulter. That was okay. That's fine now. And they don't need ability. She's inept. She doesn't understand this stuff. It's very obvious by her answers. Now, Joey B has decided to give the role of watching over the border to somebody who's more inept than he is. More out of touch than he is. Now, his is a mental condition. Hers is on purpose. She's not interested in this stuff. She actually said that turning away people at the border is a human rights violation. Really? Is she pointing her finger to China and what they do to people? She should point her finger at Mexico. They're not helping these people. They're giving them clear access up the freeways or highways or whatever they've got. They're not hiding through the woods like they do here. They're not running through the desert and the woods to try to get in under the dark. We have pictures of these people in buses. They're not supposed to be going through that country without permission, but somehow they're making it through. Did Kamala Harris even go down there to check out? Is she doing anything to check out how they're coming over the border, who's coming over. Did she make comment on the fact that we don't know if any of these people are carrying COVID-13 variants of it because they're not even being checked for it? They're being checked in, told to self-quarantine, and come back in 90 days? Some of them aren't even given tickets to come back. Just let them in. Right? This is the B team, the new wave of Democrat voters. Oh, look, we let you in when those nasty Republicans wouldn't. Here's the funny thing about this. I don't even know how to get this point across. If these people truly, what she says, they're running away from, you know, crime and, you know, they're running away from areas where they were being assaulted, where the government was corrupt. I'm sorry. You're bringing them right back to the same thing that they were at. The corruption running around in the government right now is like unheard of. Almost worse. And look, we haven't even hit 100 days yet. Worse than it was with Obama. Right? And you talk about lawlessness? I mean, go to any one of the inner cities and who are the ones that are getting killed and assaulted and trampled on? The blacks, the Hispanics, now the Asians. But I mean, really, seriously. The South Americans. The El Salvadorians. They're the ones being taken advantage of. So they've left an area, according to Kamala Harris. They've left an area, a country, a state, a city, or whatever, to come here for a better life. They're getting, for all intents and purposes, almost the same life. And if they're coming here for jobs, what about America first? See, we're back to that again. You're selfish if you think that Americans should get jobs first before illegal aliens. You're selfish if you don't believe that illegal aliens should get, you know, health care and some kind of monetary aid from the government. You're selfish. When my grandparents came here, when my family came here from Italy, you had to prove that you were self-sufficient, that you had somebody to support you, somebody to take care of you, somebody to help you. You had to have a sponsor of some kind. My people couldn't just run through the woods and across the border to get here, unless one of them learned how to run across the water. If you love this country, if you came here for a better life, look, do we have a broken immigration system? Yes, we do. I'll give you that. We do. That doesn't mean you break it. That means you fix it. That means you make it easier to become a citizen. Not harder. I'm sorry, guys. Some of you don't agree with me. Shouldn't take you 20 years to become an American citizen. Shouldn't. And cost you, you know, $10,000-$15,000 in some cases. It shouldn't. There's got to be a better way. I'm not the genius in the room, so I don't know. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot about the deep state when we come back. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I can't make it any easier than that, people. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, spending with me. And whether you're in the chat room or sending me emails or what have you, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Before I get to my guest, let's bring on Rick from California. You must be hiding, Rick, in California. I mean, if you're any kind of conservative, it might be a problem for you.
Oh boy,
Rick, thanks for calling the show.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
But no, I live here on the Central Coast, and, you know, here in the Central Coast, you know, there's a lot of blue here.
I mean, really?
A lot of red.
Red, yeah.
So,
I'm surprised.
You know, we're different than the north and south of California.
Wow.
But
God bless you.
Kind of my discussion that I'm listening to you is, you know, the border issue. You know, back in the 1800s, we wanted everybody to come to America because we had to fill these places so we could build America. So we wanted your sick, weak, poor, whatever to come over. And, you know, we accepted that. But now all the countries in the world are full. And we just can't. If there's only, I don't know how many people there are in America, I'm not going to quote anything, but say there's only 200 tables or plates at the Thanksgiving table, and we're going to let another 2 million come in, there's not enough plates at the table.
I'm a believer.
Americans right now that are starving.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, you are right from a standpoint. We do have Americans that are starving. We do have people now that are losing jobs. We have companies that are closing and actually moving to other countries. I do believe that we should have a quota as to how many people we bring in and how we bring them in and what the skill levels need to be. But you can't just open up the floodgates and say, come on and we'll figure it out later. We can't do that. Rick, appreciate your call. Appreciate your time with me very much.
No, and, you know, and like Australia, you hit their beach, they screen you or whatever, they send you right back to where you came from.
Yep.
Unless you're going to abide by their laws.
Yes. Laws? We have laws? I don't know. You don't know what this administration. Rick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. You know, I got to tell you, he's among many Americans, many people who write me or call the show say the same thing. Look, it's not a matter of, I don't think you say that that's it, the end, no more. Right now, we can't do it. We don't have the economic wherewithal. We don't. We've got Americans out of work. We've got our own people that need money. And yet, we're going to bring in a whole bunch of other people and stick them on welfare for all intents and purposes. It's just not going to work. All right. Guy that knows more about the security than I do, author and former special agent, Eric Caron, joins me. And look, we're going to talk about the liberal playbook. We're going to talk a little bit about the deep state and how much in trouble we are from a security standpoint. Eric, haven't had you on for a while. Glad you could join me.
Hey, Joe, it's always a privilege and an honor to be on with you, sir.
Well, look, before we get rolling, since it's been a while, tell people a little bit about your background and why I even have you on talking about this. You know, you're not just a guy we ran into each other at the bar today we decided to discuss, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We were having a beer in Revere, right? As we say here in Boston. Listen, 25 years as a special agent, working national security, spent it domestically as well as internationally, involved with covert ops targeting Iran and China, Russia, and trying to prevent those countries from getting our WMD components here in America, and chasing around known or suspected terrorists with the Joint Terrorism Task Force throughout America as well. Dealt with, you know, counterfeiters, money launderers, you name it, child pornographers, all the bad people here in America. And unfortunately, some of these bad people come from other countries. And we have to understand that a country who doesn't control its borders, quite frankly, will fail to exist. And, you know, I'm very concerned. America's in crisis right now, Joe.
Well, I agree with you. And self-created. And look how easy it was for Joe Biden to allow. But it wasn't just him. Let's be honest about it. This was Americans that allowed this to happen. What did we go? We went from 2 weeks to 90 days to 4 months, and now we're over a year into this. And not we as a whole, but many are still doing exactly what the government wants them to do. And this is what's causing some of the heartache that we have. Look what's happening at the southern border. Now they're finding terrorists that actually did come over the border recently. We hadn't had this problem to this degree for the last few years, have we?
No, and listen, we have to understand there's 8,000 miles of border, and bad guys will go where it's soft, right?
Right.
So what's happening on the northern border right now is the question, Joe. No one's talking about the northern border.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about it either.
And that's the problem, because not only is staffing from around the country, where's staffing going and the equipment's going to where? The southern border. So the southern ports of entry. What about the northern borders? We know that terrorists have come through the northern border. I know. And so that's what's soft. That's where terrorists and criminals and transnational criminals will come through now. And, you know, just in fiscal year 2020, Joe, ICE reported on their website, fiscal year 2020, okay, 31 known or suspected terrorists were removed from the United States. So it's not like they're not here. It's not like I'm saying, you know, top secret information tonight. There are terrorists here in America today, planning to attack us. There are transnational criminals who are importing tens of thousands of kilos of cocaine into America, flooding our cities every day. And if we don't understand the threat is real, this country will continue down a path that it, quite frankly, it may not ever recover from. We need to wake up as a society, Joe.
And Eric, can we not count on the Canadians to protect the northern border? Because they're as much at risk as we are they not?
They are, but quite frankly, they're understaffed as well, and their borders are open in Canada. So the situation's not good. And Joe, when we talk about borders, we have to understand there's 360 plus ports of entry. We're not just talking about the southern border. We're talking about land borders, airports, and seaports. There are over 20 million shipping containers that come into America each year. 20 million, okay, via ships. Who's looking at those containers? I know because I was stationed, I ran the office in Dubai where we work.
Hang tight because I believe in capitalism. We got to go for a quick break.
You got it.
I want more in these 20 million shipping containers and who's watching over them. Joe Messina, your host, is the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm confident that the perpetrator will be held fully accountable under the law. And, of course, we'll look forward to what lessons we can learn.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis speaking there on Fox News regarding the gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. The man is expected to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. White House officials and members of Congress are heading to the border in Texas today. They'll visit the Health and Human Services facility in Carrizo Springs that's been housing the recent surge of illegal immigrants. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, is fired up about the crisis at the border.
God bless the Border Patrol. God bless the custom agents who are dealing with the Biden administration show at the border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And look, you got to get informed. All right? Don't run around with these conspiracy theories and tell me all kinds of stuff that you're almost kind of sort of sure is actually taking place because you saw it somewhere on Twitter or someplace like that. Get your facts straight. Right, because the more of these crazy stories you put out there, they turn out not to be true, then they don't believe anything we say. So don't get caught up in all of that. So I've asked author and former special agent Eric Caron to join me. He explains, we're going to talk about the liberal playbook, what's going on out there, conspiracies between, and we know about this stuff, politicians and advocacy groups, and, you know, it's just amazing to watch what's going on out there. And Eric, again, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Hey, brother, it's always a privilege and an honor to be on with you, man.
It's always good to have a guy with a kind of sort of Boston accent on with me. It just brings me
back
home.
In the car.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, you were talking about those 20 million containers that come into this country every year.
And I
think people don't realize really what that means and what's going on at different ports across the country. Hard to cover all of that. But, you know, some major human trafficking comes in, not just drugs.
Absolutely.
And weapons, but major human trafficking coming in from other countries in those containers. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of personnel from CBP are being pulled to go where? To the southern border.
Right.
And so who's looking at these containers now? And, you know, I have to remember and remind everybody that it's not just shipping containers, but we have rail containers. We have another like 11 million rail containers coming into America.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
We have trucks coming into America via, you know, the southern border and the northern border. So we're talking hundreds of millions of containers coming into America every year. And we need to do a better job screening those containers for what? For human traffickers. Because people have been found in containers.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. I've found them. We know, of course, tens of thousands of kilos come into America of cocaine every day. Not every year. Every day, tens of thousands of kilos of cocaine that come in every day into America via shipping containers and rail containers and truck containers. And so it's a real problem. Terrorists know that. We know. I know there's a would-be terrorist in Cuba being held at Guantanamo Bay because he was planning and assisting Al-Qaeda to smuggle a WMD into New York several years ago. So it has been talked about. It has been planned. And so we have to understand the threat is real. The threat is real, Joe.
No, I agree with you. You know, one of the things I read about 2 years ago, and it just came up as you were talking about this, what is to stop a group from sending some kind of nuclear a bomb or what have you through one of these containers on one of those ships coming here? Now, I've read, I don't know how true this is, but there are sensors at the ports or in different areas where you could... But I don't buy it. I don't buy that you could easily. Have you ever seen, you've seen those ships with containers on them? How are you gonna pinpoint where it's at?
Yeah. So here's the thing. After 9/11, what we talked about, what we did was we extended the border further out. What do I mean by that? We positioned personnel overseas. I served in the United Arab Emirates. I led a team of agents and inspectors to do just that. We examine containers from the Middle East coming to America, physically and as well as electronically scanning containers. You're right. At ports of entry, there are sniffers, if you will, that sniff for WMD agents. CBP officials do have pagers and other devices on them to alert them of a WMD that may be in the area. But quite frankly, it's probably too late by the time they get alerted. if the ship's already in port,
right.
So it's a threat that many people aren't talking about. We're all diverted with the southern border nonsense, if you will. I say nonsense because it didn't have to happen. This is a human crisis made that did not have to happen. Again, we need to look at the northern border and what's going on there. I suspect that personnel are being moved from the northern border to the southern border, and terrorists and transnational criminals, again, will go to the northern border to enter America to commit chaos and crime here in America. We need to be switched on, no pun intended, but switched on that the threat is real again, Joe.
Yeah, we are being pulled in so many different directions. And the other problem with this is it's not even that people can grab little tidbits of information, if you will, because they're too busy making sure they have a mask on. They're too busy making sure they don't get thrown off a plane, train, or wherever.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Or
I do. And, I got to quote Winston Churchill, if I may. He said it best. A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on. And that's what's happening in America these days. Joe, there's the disinformation campaign is running hard, and it's coming at us, all of us, fast and furious. And it's coming from the New York Times, the Washington Post, other would-be, credible news sources, and half of what's been reported, quite frankly, turns out to be wrong. I saw it firsthand in cases that I worked, and the media got it wrong, and that's part of the problem. So, you said it right, Joe. Let's before we act, let's look at the facts. Let's try to understand what's going on. Let's look at various sources and make an informed decision. Right now, we have politicians and the media and others colluding, like an organized crime, if you will, mm-hmm. partnership amongst themselves, controlling the theme. And really, it's wrong. This all what's being spread each and every day is wrong. Police are not racist. Police are good people. They get paid very little to risk their lives. And every day we wake up to hear how police officers are dying here in America, and police officers are taking off the uniform, including CBP officials and ICE officials, who, quite frankly, are not going to risk their lives if people do not start appreciating them in their service to this country.
That was my commentary in the first hour, was about how these guys who don't know, men and women, but these people who don't know you, they jump in front of bullets for you. They jump in front of the bad guy for you. They have no clue as to who you are, whether you hate them or not. And even when you watch some of these protests that go on, these guys are up in their faces screaming at them. They still protect those people. And I said, it's about time we start protecting them. It's about time we as American citizens, why don't we get up between them and the legislators? Get in front of them and let's start voting the right people in or really making it uncomfortable for some of these legislators who want to defund the police and they want to make it harder for them to do their jobs. And to your point, you sent me a piece called Operation Russian Roulette. And as I'm reading through this, or when I started to read through it, they started to condition us with what? 2 weeks. We just need you to stay home for 2 weeks. Get this thing figured out, right? And then what? 6, 8, 10 weeks later, it's like, okay, here's how you can go out. You just got to put some masks on your face, okay? You wear the mask. You stay away from some other people. And then I started thinking of all the days I took psychology in high school. Simple stuff. Like, here I got a mask on. I don't see the smile of the human across from me. I don't see the warm, right? I mean, I'm looking at that person wondering, what are they going to do? Are they mad? I got my mask too low? Are they going to hit me? They take the humanity away from us, and that's exactly what's happening, isn't it?
It is. You know, not wearing a mask is un-American now. What was wrong is now right, and right is wrong, and it's all mixed up. And we better get our act together real fast, because it's the train's left the station. And, you know, people who care about this country, people who care about their freedoms, need to start to support the men and women of law enforcement.
Yeah.
And put politics aside. Put politics aside, because you're right. They stand in the gap. They stand between evil and good. Who are you going to call, Joe, at 2 o'clock in the morning when someone's coming through your front door? You're going to call a stranger who's going to risk their lives to save your life. They don't even know you from a hole in a wall, but they potentially will die for you. That's pretty amazing. For $50,000 a year on average.
I want to know where all these BLM people are. I want to know where all these self-righteous legislators are in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right? We lost 10 people in just a couple of days there, and about 30 or 35 people have been shot. Where's the outrage? We got to go for a break so I can calm down from the outrage. Be back in a few minutes. Don't see your host. Don't go far.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. And you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You've got to be part of. Listen, hang out for the next hour because California State Senator Scott Wilk is going to join me to talk about some of the crazy stuff going on there as well. And, you know, the California legislature, as you know, they consider themselves their own country. And the Constitution doesn't matter to them. Doesn't matter whatsoever to them. We were talking a little bit about some of the crazy laws they were trying to pass, they will pass. I shouldn't say trying to pass. They have 9 senators to stop them. They can't. They don't have the numbers. They have a supermajority here in California, which is why we have some of the, we don't have some, we have the highest taxes when it comes to gas and what have you across the country. We've got $180 billion in bad pension debt that I'm sure Joey B would be more than happy to bail out his buddy there up in Sacramento, who's now, right now, in a fetal position in the corner of his office because he's being recalled. I mean, just amazing to me. All right, let me bring on the experts, as I usually do. Author and former special agent Eric Carone joins me. And, there's a lot of stuff going on in government that you guys speculate. Sometimes you go over the top with it, but there is real information here. There is a real part of the story. Don't add to it. Just tell the story. And we'll be able to get people to believe us and actually act on it. Eric, thanks for being with me.
Hey,
It's always a privilege and an honor, sir. I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you something. Kids have always been used in many ways, right? I mean, you love it. They got the kids are being ripped away from their parents. Yeah, okay, whatever. They're being put in cages. Yeah, okay, sure, whatever. You know, I mean, they're pulling at your heartstrings.
Yeah. Except
when it comes to getting them back at schools, so there they don't seem to care at all. But this is nothing new. This is part of the playbook. I mean, this same thing went down 14 years ago, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe. So 14 years ago, actually this month, I ran a covert operation for Homeland Security Investigations that netted 361 illegal aliens at a U.S. defense contractor in New Bedford, Massachusetts. We criminally arrested several of the manager and the owner. But I thought it was a wicked, as we say, good raid, but it turned out to be a wicked bad raid. In the eyes of the media, the politicians, the Catholic Church, and the NGO, the Immigration Advocacy Group. And what do they use at the time? They used two, they said it was a crisis, a humanitarian crisis after the raid. Mm. They don't want to call what's happening at the southern border a humanitarian crisis, but they called this raid at a defense contractor where we netted 361 illegal aliens a humanitarian crisis, Senator Kerry and Kennedy and Governor Deval Patrick, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all got on the same team, boy, and they just hit the drum. And, of course, what do they say? We rip babies from mother's breasts. And the babies were being dehydrated, and it all turned out to be false, wrong. And
of course.
I discovered preparation for my book, Joe, that I wrote, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. Switched On Life is the website. I discovered a document called the Carnegie Corporation, from the Carnegie Corporation case study, I'm pro-immigrant and I vote is the title. It's on my website. Check out the Karen Chronicles. It's right there so anybody can read it. But it's a blueprint, their playbook, that talked about how they're using children as pawns. And they're very, very proud to talk about how they use kids to manipulate and control the population here in America. Absolutely. It's all black and white. It's right here for everybody to read it. I ask everybody to read it. Get informed, as you say, Joe. Get informed and make an educated decision. It's right here. I'm pro-immigrant, and I vote.
Well, I don't listen.
It just showed how they use babies and children.
I hate when they say that to us. You know, you're anti-immigrant. You hate immigrant people. You know, it's hilarious because every one of my people came here from Italy. My joke is you can't run across the Atlantic Ocean, so they had to actually come on a boat and come here. You know, like they do when they come up from the south. But the bottom line was, it's not that we're anti-immigration. I saw people selling stuff in the streets in the north end of Boston. I saw people, living using their talents when they have. So I get it. I get people come here for a different life. But not to the degree that we have it now. You got to have some form of law. You got to have some form of guidelines and rules, right?
Absolutely. So, listen, what did we hear after 9/11, Joe? What do we all hear after 9/11? Never forget. Never forget. That's all we heard.
Forget what? I'm sorry, what?
we seem to have forgotten that 19 would-be students, some of them students, came to America. They crossed the border, came into America, and never left. And they stayed, and they killed over 3,000 Americans and injured tens of thousands, right?
Right.
Do we want that again? We have to understand, Joe, quite frankly, that as it's been said before, and I'll keep saying it time and time again, border security, immigration enforcement equals what? National security. Mm-hmm. National security. It's like peanut butter and jelly. It goes together. So when people talk, border security, we should be, that's national security. Border immigration enforcement, that's national security. We have to keep in mind that these people, some of them, come into America to harm us. The transnational criminals who are involved in human trafficking, who are involved with drug smuggling, who are involved in child sex smuggling.
No, you're being too harsh. They don't come here for those reasons. I mean, those kids at the border, I'm listening to some of these stories and some of these reports, and I'm sure you can back these up, where they're talking about they're fighting 12 and 13 and 14-year-old girls with pregnancy pills, abortion pills in their pocket or whatever.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, well, why would they need those? Well, they'd only need those for a certain reason now, wouldn't they?
Right?
These kids are being sexually assaulted
all the
way up this track.
They are.
Where's the outrage on that? I'm confused.
Good question. And I think people have to understand this. When these people show up at the border, they're not showing up with a passport or a birth certificate.
No.
We don't know really how old these people are. These so-called...
Or what their name is or who they are.
That's right.
Right?
And so even recently it's been reported, Joe, 75% of these children are between the ages of 15 and 17 years of age. I can tell you there have been cases, many cases, some in California, some in the D.C. area, that these children who were supposedly 17, 18, were 21, and they killed some of their classmates.
Wow.
And so we don't really truly know who these children are. Are they children or are they really young men at 20 or 21? And they look 17 or maybe even 18. But even from the Washington Post this past week, DHS and HHS are reporting the stats of all these children in custody are between the ages of 15 and 17 years of age. 75%. I can tell you, because I've talked to people on the border, many of them aren't 15 or 17. They're more like 21. Young men.
You know, that's the other funny thing about all this, is when they talk about the young kids coming over the border, and you see MSNBC, ABC, DEFG showing pictures, what do they always show? 6, 7, 8-year-olds, right? 2 in a cage. A kid crying in the arms of a Border Patrol agent. Well, maybe he's crying because he's hungry, because nobody took care of him for the last 1,600 miles and, coming up to get here. He didn't get enough to eat or whatever it is. But it's funny how the narrative, what they have to pitch, is it's us. We're bad. We're terrible people. It's just amazing. And it's an insult to those people protecting the southern border as well.
It sure is, Joe. In fiscal year just some more stats for you and your audience, Joe. Fiscal year 2020, besides the 31 would-be known suspected terrorists that we deported back out of the country that were here, we, the U.S. government, ICE, deported over 4,000 known or suspected gang members. That's a lot of gang members. 4,000. They can do a lot of damage in small and mid-sized cities and towns. Just look at New York and Chicago and other, towns. And so, we got to control that northern border as much as we control the southern border and all ports of entry. I think ports of entry. That's what I think I want the people to understand tonight. It's not just, we're not just talking San Ysidro. We're talking borders. 361 plus border entries and exits across America that we
and there's little roads we don't even know about, right? I mean, the little roads, little dirt roads that go from one farm to another farm over the border, or what have you. People don't realize there's many, many. Look at growing up in New England. I know it's state to state, but technically, it's still a border. And there's these little roads, these little podunk trails that you can go to get from state to state, what have you. It's just crazy. Hey,
8,000 miles. 8,000 miles of land border, Joe.
Yep.
We got to protect.
Listen, tell people. I only got a couple of minutes left. Tell people where they can find you, get your book, get more information about you, and listen to your podcast.
Hey, Joe. It's always a privilege. Thank you so much for having me. Switched On Life is the website. The book is there. Switched On: The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. It's a glimpse behind the badge. True glimpse behind the badge. The good and the not so good. And the podcast show is there as well. And I'm really excited about the podcast. I've got a great production company called Sociable. They're on board, and they're doing a fabulous job. And really, we're just informing and giving tips to people how to stay switched on and lead a healthy, safe life here in America.
Well, listen, you don't have to sell it. Tell people to go there. People, go there. Check it out. You don't like it, you don't have to go back. You like it, at least you've been informed, and you know where to go. Eric, keep up the good work. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.